This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Just about all of Colorado is in a moderate drought or worse. Denver, Moffett, and Alamosa counties are some areas in extreme drought. Federal drought and snow data shows the statewide snowpack has seen some improvement from last week. The snow that collects on the ground and in the mountains is now at 77% of what's normal for this time of year. Last week, it was less than 50%. State leaders and parents are asking lawmakers for additional money to help fight the fentanyl epidemic in Colorado. More than 1,800 people have died from the drug this year alone. That's more than double the number of deaths since 2019. Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty says he treats such deaths like a murder investigation because many of those who died didn't know they were taking the drug. They thought they were taking a sleep aid or some pain medication.
Think about all the parties you were at, and someone when you were a teenager or in your young 20s, someone would say, take a sip of this, try this. That sip can kill people today.
Attorney General Phil Weiser is asking that more resources be directed to law enforcement to beef up investigations into illegal fentanyl distribution and for public awareness campaigns. Teachers who teach in rural Colorado or in hard-to-fill positions are now eligible to get up to $5,000 annually from the state. The program is aimed at addressing the state's educator shortage in areas like math, special education, world languages, early childhood education, and the English language. There are currently more than 1,000 open teaching positions across the state. Small rural school districts have the highest percentage of unfilled teaching positions. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. This Friday morning, you made it, and it is a cold Friday. Along the Front Range, highs are around the mid to low 40s, and it is a breezy day. So, you know, bundle up, stay safe, and stay tuned. 1A is on this hour.